Lounge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Celebrating a stronger-than-expected jobs report for September from the Labor Department, 254,000 new jobs created, and the unemployment rate ticking down for a second straight month, President Biden in the White House briefing room.
The nation has now created 16 million jobs since I've come to office, more jobs created in a single presidential term than any time in American history.
The president also cautioning Israel against attacking Iranian oil facilities. Worries about that have raised oil prices on world markets. Local officials say as many people missing have been located after Hurricane Helene, many others remain unaccounted for. Total deaths at least 215. Vice President Harris touting the economy at a rally today with union members, firefighters, and others in Flint, Michigan. Mr. Trump campaigning in Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp. Supreme Court has left in place two Biden administration regulations aimed at reducing emissions of planet-warming methane and toxic mercury. This is ABC News. The Supreme Court says it will hear the case of a straight woman who says she was discriminated against in the workplace. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The case involves an Ohio woman who says after 20 years in state government, she was not only passed over for a promotion, but she was also demoted. The woman says both of the positions were given to LGBTQ people. She's hoping the justices overturn the appeals court rulings that require what are called background circumstances, such as a pattern of discrimination against a majority group, or that the hiring decisions were made by members of the minority group in question. And neither was true in her case.
A manhunt underway in Hall County, Texas, after the police chief was shot Thursday night. Memphis, Texas Police Chief Rex Plant and another officer went to arrest a person suspected of burglary, Seth Altman. And when officials say Altman shot Plant as he approached Altman's home, Chief Plant was flown to University Medical Center in Lubbock, stable condition. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Most people out here think that taking care of one another is important. And most people would step up for a neighbor going through a tough time. Most people around here help out friends and family when they need it. But the funny thing is, most of us won't look for help when we need it. Talk to someone if you're struggling with mental health, because most people out here really care. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden plans to return to Wisconsin Tuesday. More from Terry Bell.
The White House says the president will talk about the billions of dollars his administration has put into replacing lead pipes thanks to the bipartisan infrastructure law. Lead exposure is a long-standing problem in Milwaukee, which is replacing lead pipes to the tune of $800 million. Mayor Cavalier Johnson has said he wants to replace all of Milwaukee's lead pipes in 20 years. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Wisconsin wildlife officials are asking hunters to share deer tissue samples from the Oneida County town of Stella. The Department of Natural Resources plans to test these samples for PFAS. A local paper mill is linked to extremely high levels of PFAS in Stella. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
Heartbreak in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. The Brewers went into the ninth inning with a lead yesterday, but a three-run home run by Pete Alonso ended Milwaukee's season. Manager Pat Murphy said he is disappointed for his players after a great season.
I love this team. You know, I love them. I'll never be able to duplicate 2024, and it didn't end the way we wanted to, and you know, tragically, actually, you know, it felt like it. and it felt like a tragedy.
Meanwhile, the Green Bay Packers will try to bounce back this week as they play the LA Rams on Sunday after losing last week to the Minnesota Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said Jordan Love will be another week healthier this week after some struggles last week.
It's hard to go out there and when you just don't have a lot of practice or you have a lot of time off and expect to be at the top of your game.
Kickoff this Sunday against the Rams is after 3 p.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, few storms possible in the late afternoon and evening. Breezy with a high in the low 70s. Cooler, breezy, and mid-50s Sunday. It's 60 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll look back at the weekend happenings news-wise and also a little sports and get you ready for the week ahead. Don't miss it. Join us right here on Civic Media.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who travels so he can pretend he's on the lam, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back. Annie from Watertown says there was a book, a murder mystery, methinks, set at Old World, Wisconsin. Heard it on Chapter a Day, as I recall. Yes, she's asking. That question is for our guest, Maria Comiskey, who is the Old World, Wisconsin's General Manager of Events and Experiences. We have a few more minutes here with Maria, who is gracious enough tonight to lend us her time on Freaky Friday. Maria, does that sound familiar?
Yes. In fact, I have just read the first few books in that series.
Oh, wow.
The first book is called Old World Murder, and it's there's a whole series of them by Kathleen Ernst, Somehow our staff got into an impromptu book club. Some of them had read them in the past, and some of us were reading them for the first time, and it was just sort of like in the air this summer that we all started reading them together. And they are delightful. Tell you that, to my knowledge, no one has been murdered at Old World, Wisconsin. but it is fiction. But yeah, it's a great series of books.
Good to know. Okay, so it is Legends and Lore. It takes place at the Old World, Wisconsin Museum. And it starts October 11th, Fridays and Saturdays from 5:30 to 9:30, up until Halloween. And it's a great, sounds like they have a lot of fun stuff. How can people get tickets, Maria, or do they just go there and get them there? Can they buy them in advance?
I would definitely recommend buying in advance. We typically sell out this event. You can purchase tickets on our website, which is oldworldwisconsin.org.
Okay. All right, perfect. So get your tickets. Better to be safe than sorry. I have one more event or one more thing you guys are promoting. Well, actually two. Silent Scary Movies. What a great feature. Tell us about that. And where did you find these silent movies?
Yeah. So we talk about history kind of up into the 1930s. And film was just coming into the culture at this time. So we show a few silent movies from the early 20th century. The best place to view them is in Caldwell Hall, which is in a historic farmers club. It has a stage. We're using it to serve dinner, so you can grab a bite to eat and watch these silent films as you're taking a break from all the other spooky stuff that's going on.
That sounds like an absolute blast. All right, this one caught my attention because it was a game we played a lot as kids, Ghost in the Graveyard.
Sure.
At St. Peter's Churchyard. That seems like a really creepy, tell people about that because I love what you guys have written about that.
So I can tell you that it's not real. It's not a real graveyard. We do have. Yeah, sorry. we do have some headstones set up, and this activity is one that guests just kind of do on their own, which I love because it is one of those games that I think everybody knows how to play. And if you don't know how to play, someone that you know does.
Right.
And once the darkness starts to set in, you can, like I said before, with the kettles, you can hear the sort of like screams and the laughter of the folks who are playing Ghosts in the Graveyard throughout the whole site. It's really, really fun. It sounds like something extra creepy is going on, but it's really just people having a lot of fun.
That's absolutely amazing. That sounds like a lot of fun. All right, tell us what kind of food and drinks. We are Wisconsinite. Wisconsinites, we like our food and we like our drinks. What are you guys serving there?
So we have lots of things to keep you full and prepared to go do all these spooky activities. So we are serving classics like past season brats. The brats are brewed in our, or they're cooked in our own beer. We also have a special collaboration beer for this event. So we have an on-site brewery where we do brewing by the historic methods, so pre-prohibition methods. A couple of times a season, we get together with a local brewery and we brew a special beer that we package and sell. So we're brewing with Deusterbeck's, which is a brewery that's near Eagle. We're also going to be serving some local favorites. So that will give you that liquid courage you need to go see all of those spooky performances.
To go play Ghost in the Graveyard.
Exactly. We'll have some sweet treats. We'll have ice cream. We'll have hot chocolate. We'll have hot cider. And we'll have some food trucks. We want to make sure that people can get their bellies full and get back to having fun without missing a beat.
I don't want to sound like I'm being discriminatory or excluding anybody, but I have to be honest. If I'm there with my kids or family or whatever, do you get a lot of single men that show up to do this stuff? That would scare the living daylights out of me.
You know, it's the event is after hours and it's pretty dark, so I probably wouldn't notice.
Oh, great.
There were a lot of single folks. We do this is, like I said before, this is a great event for families.
Yeah.
I know I have some kids who really love spooky stuff, but it's not so scary that you have to sort of worry about nightmares afterwards.
Yeah, you don't need creepy single guy pulling up in a van. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
I would keep your eyes peeled. Okay.
Exactly.
That's good to know.
We'll add him into the stories if he
there you go. Right. He's all part of the act. Don't worry about him, kids. Last question for you. What's your favorite? Do you have a scary movie favorite, Maria?
Oh, let's see. So I am a child of the 90s and I really love Scream. I love that whole series. The first one scared the living bejesus out of me. I watched it with my cousins. It was the middle of the day and still we were like scared out of our minds.
That's the best time to watch those kind of movies if you don't typically like them. That's a great one. All right. Fantastic. Well, listen. Thank you so much for your time tonight, and I wish you a lot of success with Legends and Lore. Check it out at the Old World Wisconsin Museum there in Waukesha County. And Maria, this was fun. Thank you so much, and I wish you luck with this event. It sounds like a blast, and continued success.
Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, we can't wait to welcome folks. It's one of our favorite events.
All right. Good luck, and hope to talk to you again. Let's do this another time.
Thanks.
All right, Maria Kaminsky. That was fun. Conrad, are you going to go? Is this a road trip? This has road trip potential?
Yeah, I think so.
You get pretty freaked out.
Well, you know, I think I could handle myself in that situation.
Here's what we do. You pull up in a van.
I don't think I would do that.
And you get out and you call yourself the con man.
I don't think I'd do that.
I'm not saying actually hurt anybody. Just kind of walk around, look at people with the side eye.
I'd be part of the act and they don't even know.
Right. You could be the one. You could be the one that keeps the workers on their toes. Like, they're scaring the kids. You scare them. Just think about it. You don't have to commit right now. We got some more texts. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is what animal would you like as a pet that you typically don't, or you wouldn't think you'd have as a pet? Like, for me, I said lion. Conrad is the platypus. We've heard a lot of pets from the cat family. We heard a quokka or something like that. We don't really know what it is, a rodent of some sort.
I can't say what family it is because I don't know how to pronounce it.
Okay. Sherry from Horicon says a black leopard, another cat. Yeah, they're just cool.
Or a snow leopard are really cool.
Snow leopard, yes. Also very cool. Steady Eddie checking in. Pete, this may sound strange and irrelevant. I would expect nothing less, Eddie. He says, but for my bestest pet, I would choose an Indian elephant. Strong and brave, gentle and kind, always faithful. Never would she leave me behind. I could ride her home from school or in the summertime to and from the city pool. Wouldn't that be cool? Steadfast Edward. I love that.
I think that's his writer name now.
I don't know. If that's his own work, it's genius. If that's like from Dr. Seuss, I haven't heard. He should try to pass it off as his own work anyway, because I don't know, but I absolutely loved it. Thank you, Steady Eddie. Great to hear from you. Let's do the clip. I really like this movie, Cha-Cha Real Smooth. In fact, I would recommend it. If you guys are looking for something that's offbeat and it was released, but not like in wide release. It was a limited release film. I think it was Apple Films, and you could probably see it on Apple TV. But it's about a guy who is fresh out of college, a little directionless, doesn't really know what to do with his life. So he takes a job kind of getting people at bar mitzvahs to dance and party. And he meets a lot of moms, and he meets Dakota Johnson, who has a special needs child. And they kind of hit it off and form this friendship. She's married, but they just kind of form this friendship, and it's very sweet. And there's chemistry there, but they are respectful, for the most part, of her marriage and just all the drama that kind of ensues. It's a really sweet story. I enjoyed the film. Here's a scene between the two characters, Cooper Rafe and Dakota Johnson, in the kitchen, just eating those icy, whatever they, you know what those are? Those like popsicles, you kind of push them from the bottom.
Just popsicles.
Popsicles, sure. I could have said popsicles. All right, roll it.
What's it like being depressed?
I don't know. It feels like you don't remember what better feels like. And then you do things that you think will make you feel better, but they don't. They make it worse. And the things that I'm really scared of doing are probably the things that will help me the most, but I just can't do them.
My mom is bipolar. So she was really depressed a lot when I was a kid. And I one time asked her the same question. And she said, sometimes it's just easier for people to be sad. She tries though, like really tries.
Everybody tries.
I understand that depression makes your brain think things that aren't true. But sometimes I just wish people like my mom would listen to like people instead of her brain. And like good people, not people.
Do you know what you look like right now?
No.
You look like the sweetest person ever.
Do you know what you look like right now?
I don't want to know what I don't care. I don't want to know. Everything feels so good right now. I don't want it to change.
Very nice scene. And a really sweet movie. I highly recommend it. Check it out. Cha-Cha Real Smooth. We'll have a couple more clips when we come back. And we got some new texts. And some new pet recommendations. We'll do all that next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on a Bar Band Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. The less I say, the more my work gets done.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. Wish Caregiver Careers makes it easy. with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WiscCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
This narrative that the immigrants are coming to get you, that's fiction. Look at criminal charges in your community and look how many of those people who have been there for years, if not decades, and how many of those people are new immigrants, and even a smaller percentage of how many are undocumented immigrants. It's not happening. It would be like going to places and say, well, you know what? I'm running for Congress to stop the zombies.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on Air.
The vice presidential debate. Mike from Kenosha is on the line.
Isn't it the whole purpose of a debate to be on television for the public benefit? The narrative, questions, fact-checking, it's inconsistent at best.
You're absolutely right, Mike. Mainstream media is bailing massively by trying to both sides everything and sane wash everything.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
His directorial debut. First film he directed is called That Thing You Do. Nice story. Steve Zahn was very funny. Tom Everett Scott was the star of it. He was sort of destined for stardom. And I think he had a decent career. Never took off. Like, they were calling him the next Tom Hanks at the time. But nice little movie. That Thing You Do. Good song. And Tom Hanks has the Midas touch. So, all right, we got to read some texts here. Here's Jameson in Pennsylvania. He says, our question tonight, just to refresh, is what animal that is typically not a pet would you like to have as a pet? I said a lion. Conrad said a platypus. Jameson from Pennsylvania says, I've always wanted a giraffe, and I want to ride it. That's his outdoor pet. Inside, he says, a room full of sand and tunnels for meerkats. Yeah, nothing could go wrong there. And he sent a picture of himself staring at a meerkat. It looks like you already have this, Jameson. So good for you. And that's a weird picture that John from Madison sent in. What is that, Conrad?
That looks like
the Caddyshack.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. That's right. Yeah.
An environment will never quit. okay. So Annie from Watertown. Oh, she says push-ups. That's what we were trying to think of. But they weren't really push-ups in the movie. They were those icy. I mean, maybe they are called push-ups, but I think of, like, and then she clarified. She said the orange or berry sherbet push-ups, but these were more like popsicle push-ups, right?
The crunchy.
Yeah.
The icies.
Exactly.
Ice with flavor on them, and they're solid. Yeah.
They're popsicles without the stick. They're for really lazy people. They're more work.
In the plastic.
Yeah, in the plastic. Steve says otters. Yeah, an otter. They're, like, adorable. I would love to have an otter. And then before we read, Sherry said a black leopard. I want to make sure we don't, there was clarification from the 608. We said, what is that parrot? African gray parrot, red tail. I will say our listeners know a lot about animals. I don't know any of this stuff. From the 818, Bridget says a cuddly koala. Okay. I still think, what do you think about a penguin, Bridget? I still think penguin would be my, like, if I wanted a pal. I think I could have more fun with a penguin. That sounded not in a weird way. All right, so we're doing some birthday clips here. And we just heard a clip with Dakota Johnson from Cha Cha Real Smooth. She turned 34 today. Susan Sarandon turned 77 today. We have a clip of Susan with the star of Bull Durham, Kevin Costner. This is a great scene. They're at the batting cages. And she is kind of she's very knowledgeable about baseball and relationships. And a lot of people seem to make those correlations when you talk about either subject. And this is the two of them flirting at the batting cages.
See my hips?
Yep.
Now I think Susan Sontag is brilliant.
So is this going to happen? Us?
I'm committed to Nuke for the season.
Oh.
You had your chance the other day.
What is it that you see in this guy? I mean, he's a young, wild, dim, pretty boy.
Young men are uncomplicated. And he's not dim. He's just inexperienced. It's my job to give him life wisdom and to help him get on to the major leagues.
Well, that's funny. That's my job, too.
Damn.
You're pulling your hips.
I know, but they're nice hips. I looked up your records.
You what?
Mm-hmm. You hit 227 home runs in the minors. That's not bad.
Don't tell anybody.
Why not? You hit 20 more this year, you're going to be the all-time minor league champ. The record's 246.
Well, 247 home runs in the minor leagues would be a kind of dubious honor.
It would be great. The sport news should know about it.
No, just no. Please.
Okay.
Last chance. Your place or mine.
Despite my rejection of most Judeo-Christian ethics, I am, within the framework of the baseball season, monogamous.
It's a great scene. Have you ever seen that movie? You're a baseball fan.
No, I haven't, actually.
Oh, you'd like it. Tim Robbins is the guy she's dating at the time, and he's kind of a clown, but he's a very funny character. Our last clip, I think we have time for this. This is Liv Schreiber turns 56. That was Susan Sarandon. She turned 77 today. Liv Schreiber, great actor, was the star of Ray Donovan. And his job in the show was to make things go away, and the show followed him in those endeavors as well as his life as a family man. And this is... the great actor Ian McShane calling him because he has a problem, and Ray Donovan shows up.
Are you a private eye?
No.
Ex-cop?
No. Military?
I was told that Mr. Donovan is discreet and not afraid of violence.
You heard of my son's abduction?
Yes.
Last night, the kidnappers contacted the media. This morning, they demanded $5 million in ransom. Don't you think that's strange?
Could be.
Well, you've dealt with this kind of thing before. Kidnapping?
No.
Oh, I assume you're too busy saving people from themselves, covering things up, huh?
I guess.
Guess? Could be. Sure. Okay, is this the way you usually obtain employment? By muttering two-word answers?
You don't want me here. I can go.
What, I've offended you?
No. You're just wasting my time. You got a job for me? Tell me what it is. Not? Thanks for the pen. You got a nice house.
Now, wait, Mr. Donovan. Exactly what do you do?
I changed the story.
Well, I've got an entire publicity department to do that.
Yeah? Have them go get your kid.
You ever watch that show?
No, actually, I haven't.
It's good writing. It's good, you know, kind of tough guy show. But the writing is well done. And actually, John Voight plays his dad. And as crazy as John Voight is in real life, he's really good. He plays Mickey Donovan, plays Ray's dad. He's really good. Just a good, it's kind of a guy show. But I liked it. My wife watched the first season with me. I think she liked it too. So, all right. Not too late to get in on the fun, folks. What pet that is not typically a house pet would you want as a pet? You can also share scary movies. It's Freaky Friday. We're transitioning into Bar Band Friday night, though. Terry Barr is coming up in just a few minutes to bring new music like she does every week and sparkling conversation. We'll do that next on Nightlight after Civic Media's award-winning news. This is Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Another night, another dream.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Celebrating a stronger-than-expected jobs report for September from the Labor Department, 254,000 new jobs created, and the unemployment rate ticking down for a second straight month, President Biden in the White House briefing room.
The nation has now created 16 million jobs since I've come to office, more jobs created in a single presidential term than any time in American history.
The president also cautioning Israel against attacking Iranian oil facilities, worries about that, have raised oil prices on world markets. Local officials say as many people missing have been located after Hurricane Helene, many others remain unaccounted for. Total deaths at least 215. Vice President Harris touting the economy at a rally today with union members, firefighters, and others in Flint, Michigan. Mr. Trump campaigning in Georgia with Governor Brian Kemp. Supreme Court has left in place two Biden administration regulations aimed at reducing emissions of planet-warming methane and toxic mercury. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's no relief in sight from the risk of wildfires in Wisconsin. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Dry weather and the changing of seasons are increasing fire risks across Wisconsin. The DNR said that fire risks are higher due to dry and breezy conditions and a lack of precipitation, as well as drying vegetation as we head into the fall. The greatest fire risks are in northwestern Wisconsin, but with no precipitation expected in the near future, the fire danger will be increased to the south as well. I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Help Wanted sign is out at the La Crosse Police Department. Chief Sean Cudron says there are 11 openings. Applicants have to be at least 18 years old with 60 hours of college credits or more. There's also a physical exam and mental health screening. La Crosse police make at least $73,000 with benefits. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. On Thursday, Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith announced nearly $10 million in funding for the Duluth International Airport. $9.5 million of funding through the Airport Improvement Program will allow the Duluth Airport to rebuild about 11,000 feet of one of their taxiways. Airport officials say Taxiway A has reached the end of its useful life and no longer meets the required standards of the Federal Aviation Administration. The reconstruction project of the taxiway will be a multi-year process. City officials are asking residents to stay clear of Chester Creek following a sanitary sewer release. The city was notified of a backup near Kenwood Avenue and College Street at around 1 p.m. on Wednesday afternoon. When they arrived on the scene, they determined there was a sewer release occurring near the creek. Officials are not sure how much, if any, of the sewage made it into the creek and were still working to fully clear the blockage on Thursday. Community members should avoid the creek until further notice.
And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear and not as cold tonight, lows in the low 40s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds for tomorrow, few storms possible in the late afternoon and evening. Breezy with a high in the low 70s. Cooler, breezy, and mid-50s Sunday. Currently 57 degrees.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Greg Bach and meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Brittany, you ever name any of your vehicles?
I have a Jeep Wrangler right now, and I named it Natural Disaster.
I've been driving Wranglers for forever here.
Right, I'll just see you guys later.
Do you duck anybody?
I've got the duck it bucket in the back.
What
I'm ready to go.
Are you talking about? Hey, where are my Honda Insights at?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Congresswoman Summer Lee.
The American Stability Act doesn't just address the need for raising of the wage. The second thing is that tax reform piece, shifting the burden from the folks who are working class to the, not just the 1%, the 0.01% of people who have seen so many benefits in this rigged system, and we have to start to unrig it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the very latest on a close congressional race between Becca Cook and constantly caustic Congressman Derek Van Orden.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning starting at 6.
time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Pete Schwabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
She is a special guest. She is one of our favorites here, one of our favorite frequent flyers. I can't talk tonight, Terry. Let's welcome Terry Barr, and she can help me out. She's a genuine pro. How are you? Oh, we can't hear you, Terry. I think you're muted.
Hey, Pete. I'm good. It's been a long week, hasn't it?
It has been a long week, and I need you here to help me because it is Friday. We have a few minutes left, and I'm struggling. So I'm glad you're here. You are a total pro, and you're bringing music as you do in sparkling conversation, and I love it. It's great to see you. I think, Terry, I think we're going to call you because we're having like a delay or whatever. So Conrad will call you on what I like to call the telephone. So I hope that's okay. Do you have your phone? Okay, we'll do the phone. That'll be easier. All right, Terry's here. It doesn't matter, though, because she brings the music. We've got the music. We're going to play it for you, and we will find out Terry's thoughts on these two great artists she is sharing with us tonight, one of which, I'm not sure which one, you can hear on Bar, not Bar Band, on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night on the Civic Media Radio Network from 6 p.m. to 12 p.m. So let's get Terry back, Conrad, and I want to ask Terry. Terry's a huge Brewer fan, like Conrad. But I want to ask her about this fan. We'll lead with this. A Brewer fan who showed up with a big sign. He was holding a onesie in one hand and a sign in the other hand. And he said, you know, he's having a baby, but he's at the Brewer game. And he wanted to share that with the world. And the ESPN announcers were all over him, which I thought was kind of funny. They like really let him have it. But this guy, he had a onesie in one hand, a sign in the other that said, first baby due today. Am I having a boy, a girl, or a playoff win? He checked the box playoff win. And I don't know. People are judging him. So I don't know. We'll see what Terry says. But Conrad, you didn't really have a Conrad's busy. We're trying to get Terry on the phone. So we'll ask Terry about that. And about what she's got cooking on this weekend's New Wisco Weekend. If you have not checked out New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and WISS, it's a great new show. Lisa Hale hosts it. All kinds of great features on it. I do a classic movie pick of the week every week. And this week, my film is What's Eating Gilbert Grape, because they're dealing with mental health on the show. That's kind of the underlying theme of this week's show. But it's a great little news magazine. Check out New Wisco Weekend here on WGBW and WISS in Oshkosh. And I want to say, is New Wisco Weekend, is it 8 o'clock on Saturday or Sunday? It's 11 o'clock on Saturday, 8 o'clock Sunday. Am I getting that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. So two chances to check it out. Do we have Terry?
Yep.
Oh, great. Okay. So Terry is back with us.
And it's 8 o'clock on Saturday, 11 o'clock on Sunday.
Yes. Okay. We were confused. And all right, Terry, before we, I want to ask you, are you aware of this Brewer fan that went to the game, even though his wife was expecting?
I was just listening to you say all of this, and no.
How about that?
That is wild. Now that, I guess, would be a true Brewer fan.
And it wasn't even a deciding game. I guess it could have been, because the Brewers were down 1-0 at the time.
Right.
But if I did that, I don't think I'd hold up a sign and announce to the world that I'm choosing to be at a sporting event rather than the birth of my first child. I don't know.
You know, none of that surprises me anymore. When you hear of someone, just maybe their wife just had a baby and they were able to be there, but the game is the same day, but they go play the game right after. I mean, it's like they've played two games in one day at that point.
Right. how you doing tonight?
Hey, I am good. Sorry about the little video issue there.
Oh, that's okay.
We're gonna get that worked out.
Yeah, that happens a lot. It's just technology. No, I don't mean with you. I just mean in general. Like, it's just like a thing.
Oh no!
But technology is here to stay, Terry. I firmly believe that. So
yes.
All right.
I believe it too.
So we've got two. Again, I love that you're bringing two artists, because it's just so much fun. Well, I mean, even if you brought three, we'd figure it out. It's just great. So Tell us, who do you have on the show tomorrow on Max Inc.?
Okay, so this first artist that I am going to share with you, she is our live in-studio concert from 9 to 10 o'clock. And we call it an in-studio concert, but it's really more of a just really intimate chit-chat. Let's hear some music. Let's chit-chat some more. And it's a great way to get to know these musicians. And this woman in particular, I've been chasing her for a little bit because she's got such a story to tell. And October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I can't believe that this is how it's worked out. Her name is Kathy Couture, and she first got into music attending Ladies Rock Camp. It's a weekend thing. You go and learn an instrument, you write a song, and perform on stage. Boom, it's over. And that's really all it is. She loved it so much, she went again. Now, this is 2 years ago. Then she decided, I might try to write a few songs, because you learn to do that at Ladies Rock Camp. And in the middle of that, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer.
Oh, man.
So she decided, okay, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to write some songs that I can leave behind for my son. But her cancer goes into remission. Wow. So there's a better part. No! It's like the up and down of this story.
Yeah.
And that inspired her to write an entire new album. And she said it's really given her a new lease on life. And so she is going to share all of that. And there's so much more to tell. And, all of her music is new. She'll be on Max Inc. Of course, we start at 6 o'clock. She'll be on at 9 tomorrow night with us across the Civic Media Radio Network.
How many songs do you typically, like in Live in the Lair is about an hour. How many songs do you typically get out of the artist in that time mixed in with the conversation?
It depends on the length of the songs, believe it or not. Okay. And some, we've had a few come in and be a little nervous, and they've played faster than they usually do. And then we're kind of like, uh-oh, now we're going to have to talk a lot more than you want to.
Right.
Many would, you know, they'd rather play their music than have to chit-chat.
Sure.
But I think in Kathy's case, we're going to be able to get 5 of her brand new songs on, and then all the fun chit-chat around everything that she's been through. And again, quite a story. And I think the song that we picked to play tonight is based on her recent finding out that her cancer is in remission.
Okay, this is great. All right, so you can hear, it's such a great show. Tune in tomorrow night, folks, Max Inc. Radio, especially Live in the Lair from 9 to 10. Kathy Couture will be there tomorrow night, and we're about to hear her song. This is Vacation that Terry has shared with us, and we will hear it now, and then we'll discuss.
Get me on a vacation. Walking on the beach with a pocket full of shells. Feeling happy, watching the waves swell. A lady walks by and likes my smile. Haven't felt this good in quite a while. Get me on a vacation. Sometimes life can bring you down. You gotta pack your stuff and get out of town. You're not running away, 'cause you'll be back. You'll be stronger and wiser after you scene. palms instead of pines, sand instead of snow. Watching the waves and walking in the wet, all the bad things are easy to forget. Better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation, better than a staycation, better than medication, better than visualization. Get me on a vacation.
Hey Beth, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Pina Coladas all the way.
Well, I have to ask Terry now, Mai Tais or Pina Coladas?
Ooh, rum punch.
That's
sorry, I went off the board.
That's all right.
Then I guess it would be Pina Colada.
That's closer, I think, yeah. So, all right, so that what more can you tell? That's a really happy song, and it makes total sense now the way you set it up, that she's in remission.
Yeah.
And how long has that been since her diagnosis? Is she out of the woods yet?
It has been a little less than 2 years.
Okay.
So far, so good. That's what she has told me. The thing is, and I guess this is good for all of us and everyone listening to remember, she's 60. And
a
diagnosis, yeah, to have a diagnosis like that, but then to say, I'm going to write some songs. I've never written songs before, but I'm going to write some songs because that's what I should do right now. And then to get a better diagnosis and say, I'm going to write even more songs, and these will be happier songs.
She sounds like she's in her early 30s. Or I thought, like,
isn't
when you said
cool?
Leave
yeah.
her son, I thought her son was like 3 years old or something.
That's
really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah. She was a single mom ever since her child was young, and she has instruments around the house, but it's really more, pick it up and kind of plunk, plunk, plunk for her son.
Okay.
And, you know, now that he's a little older, they still had that tie of they love music, and I believe that's why she thought, well, if I leave him a few of my songs, at least I've left him something that he can listen to whenever he wants to, tangible.
That's great.
But now she's got two albums, so she's going to just have to keep going, I think.
Yeah. What's her instrument? What does she play?
She learned drums first at Ladies Rock Camp, and then she had learned guitar years ago, but she said nothing more than three chords. And, you know, if you ask a lot of guitar players, they'll say that's all you need. But she said, I didn't necessarily remember it. So she went back to guitar her second Ladies Rock Camp, and that's what she's playing on both of these albums.
Okay. Okay, here's the thing, Terry. Conrad keeps asking me about Ladies Rock Camp. I don't think he can attend. Will you tell him? He's not listening to me. He wants to sign up.
Oh, sorry.
I really want to learn the banjo.
Oh, I
don't
know
people
that could
teach you that.
You don't
have to go to Ladies Rock Camp to do that.
No, he does not. In fact, you have
lessons.
A fabulous banjo teacher in Green Bay that my husband took guitar lessons from.
Oh, no way.
His name is Bob Balsley, and he is a fabulous Green Bay musician.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we started that as a little riff, a little joke, and now we actually have the name of a very qualified banjo teacher. I love the banjo. That's fantastic.
And then Conrad can come in every Friday and play a little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo before we get started.
A little dueling banjos. all right, so the next artist, we'll do a very quick break, and we'll hear some more from Mascot Theory. You've brought these guys before, and they're great.
Mm-hmm.
So are they coming up on another episode of Max Inc. soon?
Yes, but for a whole different reason.
Okay, we'll share that when we come back. This is so great. It's Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here, and she's bringing original music like she always do. We're going to hear from Mascot Theory after this very quick break. Don't go anywhere. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North,
910 AM WBZH.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabe. I can't not move my head like that. I never get sick of hearing this song, and I have to move my head like that. It's insanity. But it's so much fun. It's Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is here. Check out Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night on the Civic Media Network from 6 to midnight, live in the Lair. They've got Kathy Couture, and she's got two albums out. We just heard from Kathy. We're going to hear from Mascot Theory. I love these guys. Tell us about Mascot Theory, Terry.
Okay. You know, we've talked a couple of times about how musicians aren't just about themselves. They are so involved in the communities they live in.
Yeah.
They care about it as much as we do. Mascot Theory is one of those exceptional bands. They continue to not just take time to put out new music, which is what you're going to hear tonight, another brand new song from the Mascot Theory, but this five-piece Americana band is also the founder of the Flannel Fest. And Flannel Fest is now in its 11th year. It continues to grow. There's always a show in Madison, and then they take a second show to other locations around the state. This year, the second show is at Tanner's in Kimberly. That is going to be, I'm going to say, save the date for this because it is so much fun. Save the date for Tanner's in Kimberly, November 15th. So look, we're even giving you some time. And then at the Barrymore Theater in Madison on November 16th. Again, it's called Flannel Fest. And they bring in awesome bands from other places. So this year they've got the Old 97s coming in from Dallas, Texas. They are reminiscent of The Clash, if you like that
kind of
music. Yeah.
Definitely.
And Blitzen Trapper, who's coming in from the state of Oregon, they kind of do that Southern rock thing. And then Beth Killey Band and Mascot Theory, obviously one of the founders, they'll play first because they actually want to sit back and enjoy the rest of the night with everybody else. And I think that's so cool.
Oh, I could totally see that.
Yeah. Here's what it is for, though. It is a fundraiser for the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund. They have raised thousands and thousands of dollars, and this helps seniors when maybe there's an emergency and their heat's out or their air conditioning is out or they don't even have air conditioning. Same with veterans. It really helps out. And this is a fundraiser that goes to people across the state. It is a statewide organization.
Very cool. I've heard those ads all week on civic media, and I like every band. They play a little sample of every band. I like all of them.
Yes.
So that sounds like a great show. We're kind of cutting it close. Why don't we hear some of, it's Blowing Smoke, right, Terry, is the,
yes.
the mask. Okay. This is Mascot Theory. You can hear them as part of Flannel Fest here in the Fox Valley, November 15th, or in Madison at the Barrymore, November 16th. Great show. And this is a great band. This is Mascot Theory.
There's a red light cutting through the fog tonight. A short burst of a flashing hazard light. Just a hope and a prayer that we'll all escape and not be forgotten words on a missing page. All my misery wrapped in a hard lesson. See the distant past as an ice cold blessing. Full moon chasing all the clouds away as I wait for the morning song of a brand new day. I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no more.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke, blowing smoke, see no more.
To tell me if I'm wrong or right. A dead constellation as an acolyte. These days it's getting pretty hard to judge the winner of this game of truth and lies a wee bit. Hey, I'm just blowing smoke, a blowing smoke, a blowing smoke signal.
I'm just blowing smoke, blowing smoke.
That was a way too short sample of Mascot Theory and Blowing Smoke. They will be at Flannel Fest, and check it out, Northeast Wisconsin in Kimberly, November 15th, and at the Barrymore, November 16th. Are you going to be there, Terry?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, cool.
I'm very lucky they allow me to be their host.
Oh, very nice. Well, we're very lucky to have you on every Friday bringing us really cool music. How's that for a segue, huh?
That's a beautiful segue, Pete. Thank you.
Hey, and I want to say your piece on Paul Mercurio that you wrote for Civic Media, the website, check it out. That's great. Very well done. And I was so thrilled you used part of the interview. So thank you very much for that.
Of course, your interview was terrific.
Oh,
how
thanks.
Could I not?
He was fun.
Yeah.
Well, it's great working with you in any capacity I can, even if it's not face-to-face. It's just great to collaborate.
We'll get this worked out, Pete.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, thank you so much.
You too.
Have a great night, Terry, and we will see you next Friday night.
You got it.
All
Happy
right.
weekend, everyone.
You too, Terry. Thanks so much. thanks to Terry. Thank you to Maria Kaminsky. And thank you for all your texts. Great text tonight and just really fun interaction. Monday on Nightlight, we have Maria Gates. She's a Chicago film critic and film historian. She'll be here at 6:35. That'll be fun to meet Maria and talk to her about what she does. And then our old friend, Heather Heil. She's not old. She's not even like middle age, but she's going to be here. We've been friends a while. She's a frequent flyer. She'll be here on Nightlight on Monday. And this concludes another week of really fun programming here on Nightlight. Great to have you with us all week. Those of you who joined us, whenever you joined us, it's just great to be together. On behalf of the lovable producer Conrad, I'm Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Dom Selvia.
Next time, Mr. Ethics, Gen Xer, and Gemini Scott Ross joins me. Plus, who is really diverting money from FEMA? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.